think about how our phones have changed. And you're commercialized. And I keep bringing it up because it's stuck in my head. And I think Jeremy said earlier it plays a lot, and it does because it's good information. But and I was one of those people that did get the $3,000 cell phone in 84 and 85, right?
I did
there.
Too. I did the same.
And you look at it, and it was if you got a call, and then you had to wait sometimes and all that. To now, like literally, we use our phones for everything.
Exactly.
I mean, I have a little walking thing on it. When I walk, it tells me how far I walked.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, and I think the alarm industry has kind of taken notice of that, and that's why they've put all these features on the alarm panels, these smart panels, so that we use it more. You know, back 10 years ago, I'd have a customer call and say, well, I'm really not using my alarm system, so I'm going to cancel my monitoring. Well, today, they don't do that because they're using it constantly because there's so much more feature content. And what's really great is that the price really of the monitoring has not gone up. It's basically the same as it was 10 years ago.
So really, if you have this, where I can turn my lights on and all that, it's still that price?
Yeah, it's about $40 a month to do pretty much all of those things we talked about.
And folks, you heard the term smart house, and there's not a lot of them in San Angelo. There's not really.
Right.
So look, kind of give us a definition of a smart house with a smartphone and all we can do, because you said the air, the lights.
The thermostat's the biggest deal, but the lights, like you were talking about, we can set scenes that will operate at certain times of the day. You were talking about your friend actually turning lights on and off. We can set it up to where those lights do that automatically. So if you're out of town, it's a big deterrent when a burglar sees lights on and off. They don't know if you're there or not. They assume you're there.
So to make sure I understand, let's say I got my smartphone right here, and I pull it out of my pocket. I get home, and I get in my house. I can mess with my stereo. I can turn my everything on?
Yes, exactly.
Whatever, with my phone.
Absolutely.
TVs?
Yeah, you can set it up to do your TVs too.
That is just incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Now, this smartphone's a lot smarter than the guy holding it right now. That's me. Is it hard to do, though?
No, that's the great thing about it is that, you know, I remember, you know, 20 years ago having to write out a detailed list for a customer on how to operate their audio-video system. And it would be step one, step two, step three. Well,
it wasn't me, was it, Ron?
No, but I did a lot of them, let me tell you. And so it was pretty involved. And so today, we have what's called scenes on the alarm panels, and basically what they are is a macro that operates different sequences. So it sets one button will operate, maybe do 10 functions for you, so you don't have to know how to do those 10 functions. So it makes it easy for the customer. And for me, if I make it easy for customer, their life's better, their lifestyle's better, and they get more value out of what we're offering them.
Well, okay, just to give you an idea, I still have a 12-year-old.
Right.
And literally, when I mess something up on my phone, I can hand it to her, and in about a second or two, she can go, "Here, Dad," and hand it back to me fixed.
Yeah.
So knowing something like that, do you have someone, like I say, I want to do this smart house still. I'm
sure.
Kind of fired up about that, right? I'm kind of excited. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. Is somebody going to come show me how to do it?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Kind of walk me through it?
As a matter of fact, Scott, and my son now works for me. He's grown up doing this his whole life. And I now hand my stuff to him. So
yes.
I understand.
So folks, so if you get this and you're kind of technically challenged.
Right.
You'll help me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what's great, again, is that this these panels and on the audio video side, we sell remotes that they do everything with the push of one button. It's you don't have to give a customer a legal page of instructions. The remote does it for them, and it's very intuitive.
Well, and you know, that got old. I went through the different stages with you. We're probably pretty similar in age. And, you know, we got six remotes now.
Yeah.
You know, and then, okay, the dog just stepped on one of them and pushed four buttons. I have no idea what's fixing to happen. So you're getting it simplified for us.
Yeah, we sell a product called URC, Universal Remote, and we program those, and there's really not much they can't do. I mean, we can turn down blinds and shades, and we can turn off lights with the remote. We can do anything that you can think of that through RF frequency. So it's not an IR remote. So it doesn't matter where you're pointing it. So if you hit a button, it's going to execute that command. It's not going to turn one thing on and not another.
Just think what our grandparents would be thinking. You know, saying, they said the good old days. There's a lot of things about the good old days. But I'm going to sit in my easy chair, turn the TV on, lower the screens down, you know, turn the lights up and down. That sounds like, and it's football season's coming. Exactly. I mean, how this is going to be an easy life.
Absolutely.
Okay, we got the smart house. We got the personal, which I think that's a wonderful thing because our community's getting older and older.
Right.
I mean, you know, thank God to our good medical communities here. We're living longer. We're doing better. I think that's a safety issue, so that ties right into. Right. I guess that's an add-on like to your security system.
Exactly.
So you can kind of like a lot of things, you can have this different plans.
Well, you can do, and you can also do just the panic button, Scott. So if it's not a security system, it's a standalone personal security safety system, medical system. So it's a standalone system. We sell those as well. So even if they don't have security, they can add that. So if somebody needs that, so that if they fall or what have you, they can communicate with our central station.
So you have a little bit, or you can have the whole ball of wax.
Exactly.
You can go from a whole smart house with your personal safety in there too, to just your personal.
Exactly.
Have you not gotten cars yet? I mean, you've got just about everything else wired yet.
No, we don't do cars. We do GPS. We do that. So if you want to know where your teenagers are, we can help you with that.
That may be something. Ron, boy, hey, the kids are not going to like you when they hear all this. I'm getting some really good ideas.
I'm just glad that wasn't available when I was a teenager.
I saw the deal. So how does that? We only have a few minutes, but how does that work?
Basically, you have a login, and you can see where the cars are. You can have the GPS unit can actually notify you on speed notifications, on locations. You can do a geofence, which means that you can actually put a perimeter around an area if you don't want your teenager to be outside of that area or your fleet.
It in your car?
Yeah, it goes in the car. And it actually tracks where that car goes, what the speed is, when it needs maintenance. Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. We have it on all of our vehicles. And
what does that run?
It's $35 a month.
Per vehicle?
Per vehicle. And it gives you a lot of great information. If you're a business owner, it's a must. We do it a lot for contractors and trucking companies.
I have the 12, but I still have a 30-year-old teenager too.
Yeah,
I'm thinking that would be perfect if I could wash her car and bring it to you.
There you go.
So hey, folks, tons of good information. Stuff I learned. The Smart House does awesome stuff. I'm still excited about that. And the Geo Tracker, that especially for businesses, you said.
Yes.
And for teenagers.
Right.
There's nothing. I mean, that's just taking care of your family.
Absolutely.
So good stuff. Is there anything else you want to say? First off, how do we get a hold of you?
You can give me a call, 658-8375, or we're at 4512 Adobe, and just give us a call. We'd be glad to work with you.
Adobe, that's over by the YMCA?
No, we're over off of Jackson Street.
Not even close, was
right.
it?
Nope.
Wow.
It's all right.
Nope. I missed that one.
We're kind of in the industrial side of town.
Okay, so you're not too far from my office, really?
No, we're pretty close, actually.
Adobe, man, I've got to get that one down. Hey, folks, Adobe is off Jackson. So we've got it. Hey, Ron, I really appreciate all the great information. And folks, remember, if you missed this show or you just got part of it, you can always go to sallison.com and you can look it up and listen to the whole stuff because there's a ton of good information that Ron brought us today. Take care. We'll catch you next Sunday.